U.S. Ambassador to South Sudan Michael J. Adler says the American Corner is a place for exploration, collaboration, and learning.
This has been a place that has hosted a wide range of open, free discussion, including speakers from our own embassy, other U.S. government officials, and speakers from third countries. Some people have joined sessions virtually, and I think it's magnificent that such good use can be made of technology.
Adler notes, recent events have included discussion about the life and work of the civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Vice Chancellor of the University of Juba, Professor John Akech, says the continued sanction on South Sudan targeting government officials indirectly hurts entrepreneurs because at the university they are unable to buy books from Europe and transport them to South Sudan. But he admits the American Corner provides employment opportunity and other benefits to South Sudanese.
I will not deny that they are not contributing to the future democracy. But there are big things that the American government can actually do to improve relations and to make the current peace to be sustainable. I believe South Sudanese are very creative people. I believe our cultures are actually attuned to democracy and the rules of law and the human rights. Please help us do that.
Elizabeth Falcon, a regional public engagement specialist with the U.S. Embassy in Kigali, Rwanda, who attended the commemoration event, encouraged students and others to continue visiting the American Corner because of the learning opportunities there.
Every American space offers English classes, skills and training workshops, access to news and to research, and to information and life. Information about life and culture in the United States. All of this for free. We do this as part of our commitment to you, the people of South Sudan, and to people all over the world who want to learn, grow, and build a better future.
Irene Jackson is an entrepreneur and a member of the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI, and a frequent user of the American Corner. She says the Corner has helped her connect with other young people and dedicated community leaders.
The Corner activated in me a sense of responsibility towards my society, the importance of leaving a positive print to make a difference and to be the change. For that, I thank the U.S. Embassy. I thank the University of Juba, the American Corner team for their immense work and support for youth, students, and all of us, members of this great and amazing Corner.
The American Corner is located in more than 140 countries around the world. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.